Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, inviting you, as always, to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place you can go. There are a lot of features there. We give them all away, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites. Ours is free. It actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about here on the radio. You can submit show prep suggestions, whether they be blog posts, news articles, videos, whatever. You submit it, other people vote them up or vote them down, the most popular stories and items make it to the top page or the top of the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls, coming up, bans galore, bans on all kinds of stuff popping up around the country. We'll tell you what and where. First, it's Phil listening in Mount Jackson, Virginia, to WSVG. Hello, Phil. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Phil, in Mount Jackson, going once.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
There you are, Phil.
Delay put me in.
No problem. What's on your mind?
Got a little bit of a story for you here. It's just brewing, but I want to get your opinion on this. I have a sister who's about to start her junior year of high school this fall, and she's looking to go into the advanced placement honors English class, and her teacher stated that a mandatory prerequisite for getting into the class is that any student who is going into the class must complete 30 hours of community service over the summer.
Wow.
My question is...
For English?
English. What does community service have to do with English? Especially with community service of any kind, they can pick whatever they're doing just as long as it falls under, I guess, the generally accepted term of community service.
Yeah, typically it's working for some sort of a nonprofit agency is what tends to qualify for that. That's very unusual. Maybe they're doing that more often these days. Back when I was in high school, which was well over a decade ago, they required 25 hours of community service in order to graduate. So I imagine that stuff's still going on as well. It sounds like it's getting worse, where if you want to take if you want to educate yourself better, basically that's the idea, is the AP classes are the better classes, the college-level courses in high school. And so instead of just being able to go ahead and get into the class and get a better education in the existing awful government school system, they're going to ask you to jump through a hoop first, 30 hours worth of community service.
I know, that's just take one class, and I thought, well, my goodness, you know, a lot of the students like try to take three or four of these advanced placement classes that they're trying to really impress people on their college applications. And I thought,
and so save money.
And really, this is actually not even the school's prerequisite. It's the individual teacher's prerequisite. And I thought, well,
really?
And I'm thinking, does the school not approve these particular lesson plans and structure, class structures these teachers are supposedly forced to submit? Or they just pretty much check it off and say, oh, okay, done.
I think that, likely that she completely gets away with it because, you know, what many people would like to see school do is teach kids to do what they want them to do. And you know, I want schools to do that too. But, you know, I don't believe necessarily that volunteering in the world of not-for-profits in a lot of cases, government-run agencies and not-for-profits that take government money is necessarily the best way to do the best thing for society. It may very well be that the best thing that you can do for society as a whole is to do the thing that you love to do, do it extraordinarily well, and bring it to the marketplace and compete with other people that do it well. And provide the jobs and the everything that goes with doing what you do, what you love, and doing it well.
Well, I totally agree. And actually, what I thought was interesting is, and I brought this up, and of course, my sister, I really can't do anything about it directly, but my parents, who are also fairly liberty-minded individuals themselves, are going to be taking this up with the school board, or not the school board, but at least with the principal and so forth. To ask the question of, when you make community service mandatory, you've already taken out the voluntarism out of the equation. So sure. Where are these kids learning to develop any kind of a desire to to participate more voluntarily?
Absolutely, because if you're mandated to do it, in many cases it may be like drudgery. You, if you haven't... you know, if you haven't come up with the idea yourself to go out and help,
well,
that'll
prepare you for a government job. That's for sure.
Being forced to do something in drudgery.
I tell you what. I mean, you know, I actually joked with her, my sister last night, that exactly that, because she's looking to become an orthodontist. That's what she wants to do. And I thought, well, with government health care coming down the pike, you know, you're preparing for a government job either way. That's exactly the exact joke I made with her. Even though realistically it's not that funny, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, take your laughs where you can get them, I say. Thanks, Phil, for the call tonight. Appreciate the story. At 800-259-9231. If you don't laugh,
he's right. Orthodontists will be government employees soon.
If you don't, what is an orthodontist? Is that somebody that works with a dentist?
Orthodontists are the ones that work on braces.
So it's a dental job then.
Yeah.
I wonder if the Dental Association or the Dentists of America will be as affected by the health care requirements that are coming down the pipe.
Probably not as much currently, but it'll come.
Yeah, probably the case. Because they've always tended to be a little more insulated from a lot of the health care mandates out there. The dental industry is more competitive. There's less regulation, from what I understand of it, which is why it's apparently a little easier to get into, and the prices I don't think are as outrageous. But.
Well, I saw one time I was getting my teeth cleaned, and the hygienist had a little certification on her wall from the government that said that she's a government certified hygienist. She can scrape the crap off your teeth because the government said she could. And I commented on it to her, and she's like, and I believe, yeah, I said the auto mechanic doesn't have something like that, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, auto mechanics just work on cars. If I do my job wrong, somebody can die. I'm like, have you ever heard of brakes?
Yeah. Boy, thank goodness we don't have auto mechanic certification, because that could be a real disaster.
Yeah, if everybody that could do something that could kill someone, needed to be certified by the government, we'd really, really have a lot of government certifications. The government would love that.
Yeah, it would mean more jobs for more bureaucrats. Let's continue with your phone call. Steve, listening in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Steve.
Well, hey there. There's a news story, and we could probably spend some time where you guys could comment on this news story, but there's also another little personal, extremely minor outrage on my part with regards to this story. It's a story about American high school students were kicked off campus on Cinco de Mayo because they were wearing T-shirts and bandanas that had American flags, and apparently some people found this offensive, so they kicked them out. Well, now there's a big hubbub about it. You know, the right-wing talk show hosts are going crazy over it, and the story was over at abcnews.com, and I posted something that's not inflammatory. It wasn't anything outrageous. Let me back up a little bit. When you see a news story on abc.com or cnn.com or whatever, there's a little place at the bottom where it can say, you know, add your comment, right?
Sure.
So I thought, well, I usually don't do that, but I thought, oh, well, I'll do it just to see what happens. And I wrote this, and I'll tell you exactly what I wrote. It's very short. I wrote, I don't see what the fuss is about. The public schools shouldn't exist. Who gives a crap what happens in them? Let's say a family moved into your basement uninvited and against their wishes. Would you want them out of the basement? Of course. Would you give a crap what they had for breakfast or whether or not the parents believed in spanking? Why, of course not. And then I quoted the Henry David Thoreau quote about striking the root. And, you know, this isn't anything, you know, crazy, outrageous, incendiary or anything like that. And yet, ABC News deleted that comment. All the other comments remained. Mine was gone.
Well, you don't know who else's comments they deleted, but they deleted yours.
Yeah, I found that very interesting, because maybe the editors over there will have a particular viewpoint, and they don't want your viewpoint to interfere with the usual mindless back and forth that might normally populate those comments.
Right, exactly. And as you guys have pointed out in the past, it's the problem with the public, and I think that I basically took what you guys said and made this into sort of a phrase. The problem with the public school system is that it's public and it's a system. That's the problem.
Now, what I find particularly interesting about this story, and I thank you, Steve, for the call
sure.
tonight, 800-259-9231, there's something interesting about this. If the so-called conservatives are getting all up in a tizzy about this, well, let's go back in time a little bit and see what they ignored happening during the Bush administration. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, including our webcam. You can enjoy that. It is there for you. Of course, during the live show, you'll see us. If we're not live, then you won't see us, but you'll still be able to listen to Liberty Radio Network content. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to watch and listen, and also get interactive because there's a chat room there on the same page. That's cam.freetalklive.com, and it's brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have the largest selection of discounted optical transceivers on the internet, check including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, X2s, and they're all 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com.
All right, our toll-free number again is 800-259-9231. Julia is joining us. Good evening.
Hello.
All right, so you are here for the remainder of the program, and you just missed the segment where we had Steve on from Florida talking about a requirement that they've added to – excuse me, that wasn't Steve. Wait a minute.
Steve was Steve.
Yeah, Steve was talking about Steve was talking about the T-shirt thing.
Yeah.
Right? So there was this there was a T-shirt ban on an American flag T-shirt at a school where
and bandanas and
anything American flag.
Right. Well, essentially on Cinco de Mayo, apparently, you know, it's probably in a highly Hispanic area. It was considered offensive to wear these particular American flag T-shirts, which are probably, I would guess, sort of a counter-protest kind of situation.
Clearly, they are being worn by people who are opposed to the idea of people crossing borders freely.
That's probably accurate.
Right. Those are the types of people who would wear such a thing to the school. And so they were told that they couldn't wear those. Steve called in to say that he had posted a comment about this to ABC News' website. The comment was deleted, apparently, by the ABC News editors because he struck at the root by saying that the debate shouldn't be about what should or shouldn't be allowed at school. It should be about whether or not schools should exist in the first place. The government schools, that is, should exist in the first place.
On ABC's website?
Yes. And so they deleted that. But what I thought was most interesting about this is that he said that all the conservative talk show hosts are up in a tizzy about this. How dare they ban the American flag T-shirts from the government schools, freedom of speech and all that. Right?
Uh-huh. They all of a sudden care about freedom of speech in schools.
Right. I mean,
exactly. What's funny to me is that all of a sudden the conservatives care
about
freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Whereas if you just turn the clock back a few years.
Like if I wanted to wear a Mexican flag shirt to school and that was banned, like Rush Limbaugh would care?
No, he wouldn't care. In fact, they didn't care during the Bush administration when people were wearing anti-war T-shirts. Just go and look up on the internet anti-war shirt school. Search for news in the past decade, and you'll find multiple stories of young people who had very strong feelings about ending the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, wearing an anti-war themed T-shirt to school, and being told that they're not allowed to, being told to take it off, being told to go home and put a different shirt on. Where were the conservatives standing up for free speech then?
They only care about the speech they want to care about.
That's right.
And it always centers around their issues. In my opinion, the conservatives have two issues. It's basically two gods. They have the Christian God and they have the American God. It's this patriot God of theirs. If you step across those lines, then that's their issue.
So the question is here, I guess not really a question, but an observation, that apparently freedom only matters to them when it's their freedoms that are threatened. And this is a common, no, it's not just conservatives, also applies to liberals. Freedom only matters to them when it's their freedoms or the freedoms they consider important are threatened. Look, I agree with both sides on both of these. I agree that people, if you're going to have a government school, I think that people should be able to wear anti-war shirts, and I think people should be able to wear flag T-shirts. So I'm agreeing with both of their points, but I'm pointing out the inconsistency that they have. And in this case, the conservatives are saying, well, it's free speech. Well, okay, you're right, but where were you standing up for the free speech of the people back in 2003 and 4 and 5?
Well, those people want to take away Christmas. Those people don't love Christmas.
And, of course, there's the issue which you brought up a minute ago but only briefly touched, which was that if schools were completely privately owned, like they should be, then schools would be able to set their own rules for what T-shirts kids could wear. And children or parents and children together would be able to decide what school had the best set of rules for them.
Absolutely. You know, some schools would probably have uniforms and some wouldn't, and who knows.
It's absolutely the heart of the issue. And, you know, when you think about it, it's that that's sort of the periphery. Obviously, if there were different kinds of schools that were run privately, they would get to decide what rules they had. And it might very well be that they would be more restrictive than currently public schools are or less. I don't know.
I would say there would be both. There would be a variety.
There probably would. But one thing that I can assure you is that the marketplace in that, you know, when there's that much competition, when you take 95% of the students and add them into the free market in education, because I would suspect it's actually probably less than 5% of students are homeschooling and, you know, at private schools, things like that.
Maybe.
I'm just taking a poke at it. When you take 95, you know, that many students, you throw them into the marketplace. Obviously, you'd have to sell off the schools as they exist now. People would want to educate there still because there's buildings and they'd still exist. And you add that that dynamic in, there's going to be so much competition that education's actually going to get better. There's a huge issue going on right now among elementary educators as to whether or not they should be using the C-say method of reading versus the phonics method of reading. And as I understand it, the C-say method works very well for kids up until like 4, and then the phonics system is better after that. But that's just one person's opinion that I've decided that I like. And everybody's got their own opinion. And then you would be able to see in the marketplace, parents would say, hey, do you do the phonics system or do you do the C-say system here?
Yeah, and what are your results?
Yeah, and people would want to know those things. They'd be required to check instead
of
guarantees. Just checking out and turning their kids over to the government babysitter, which is what they do. I would say a good portion of their time isn't even spent learning in school. It's spent rule following.
No, it isn't. I actually did student teaching, and there was more babysitting going on than I was prepared for.
Jeez.
When I was in there. But particularly with the younger grades, I think more time was spent like figuring out which kids had to go pee than anything. It was amazing. Like the first day, I was in a kindergarten classroom, and I same thing in first grade. And it was like, do you have to go pee? Like.
Well, it does seem like it's an issue, right?
Pee?
I'd rather have them allowing them to pee than not, and that
happens
too.
Actually, that does happen, and I know somebody who, when they were young, like I went to school with this kid who used to pee his pants all the time, and he would like cry and beg them to let him go to the bathroom, and they wouldn't let him, and he would pee his pants in school,
torture.
And it's embarrassing, and it's like
it's humiliating,
terrible.
Absolutely.
But yourself can tell you when it's appropriate to release like bodily functions. I'm sorry, but
it's weird.
Is weird.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. So any so-called conservative that's feeling outrage about this T-shirt ban, where was your outrage every other time kids were prevented from wearing shirts with messages on them? If you didn't share any outrage then you've nothing, no one but yourself to blame. You must stand up for the freedom of others if you want it for yourself. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Global Environmental Energy Technology. It sounds scary, doesn't it? Well, it could be if you're a Bilderberger, because this amazing invention is really about making clean energy very affordable for everyone. We call it GEET. Now, thanks to a worldwide grassroots intervention, the suppression of GEET is over, and its inventor is free again to share it with you. Paul Pantone, inventor of the GEET fuel processor, only has a few openings remaining for the U.S. GEET dealership training program. You can be personally trained by Paul to become a GEET dealer from May 17th to May 21st, or from June 21st to June 25th. For details, visit GEETInternational.com. Do it now, because when Paul has his 100 dealers, the U.S. school will close. Visit GEETInternational.com or send an email to paul@geet.nl. That's GEETInternational.com or email to paul@geet.nl.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet
Janet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-310-4193. That's 800-310-4193. 800-310-4193.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website. In fact, if you go into our podcast, it goes all the way back to the beginning of 2009. Free for you at freetalklive.com. Also, Mark, share some information with us here.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com and see some of the samples there. Order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls and go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Well, hello, guys and lady. I have had an experience with a passport application today I thought I would share with your listeners.
Okay.
And that it regards the Social Security number on the passport. Of course, most people think that you are required to give a Social Security number to get a passport. And
right, they don't actually put the number on the passport. You're talking about the application process.
For the application. Now, my son just turned 16, and as a 16-year-old, his passport, his juvenile passport, had expired, and now he qualifies as an adult. at 16. So next time his passport will last 10 years. Prior to this, it was only 5 years. But our 16-year-old son has never had a Social Security number. We've
awesome.
Never gotten him one.
Wow, that's heroic.
And so I went to the passport office, had all the paperwork filled out, or actually the post office. And what I'd done is under Social Security number, I put all zeros in there to just indicate that he didn't have one. And the gal that was collecting the form said, well, why'd you put all zeros in there? I said, well, that's because he's never had a Social Security number. She said, oh, well, it really doesn't matter because the Social Security number is optional. She said, most people don't know that, but you don't have to put a Social Security number in there. So
what an unusually honest bureaucrat.
Yeah, and so all of you people that do have Social Security numbers, if you haven't given it to the passport office yet, which I never have, then when your renewal comes up, you can just leave that field blank, and they will, I guess they'll accept it. Now, I'm sure there are probably some agents out there that will say you have to put it in, but this gal, she said that it was optional, so I don't think you have to put it in there.
I'll be damned. Thanks for that information.
Not that it really matters, because they know who you are anyway, but,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of nice to be able to say no.
Absolutely. I think people should say no as often as they possibly can. Gene, any other thoughts?
Well, I guess the only other thing on my mind right now is all the bank failures this last week. Did you hear about that? There's
no,
a record number of bank failures, and it has hardly been mentioned in the news because they're talking about this crazy guy who can't blow up two cans of gasoline with a firecracker.
Who? The bomber.
Oh,
the New York Times.
The Times Square thing.
The Matt Bimmer, as Clouseau would say.
The Bim.
But anyway,
the Bim.
Thanks. Matt Bimmer.
Yeah, I love that. But those movies are great. Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it. He's referencing the Pink Panther. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Peter Sellers' classic role as Inspector Clouseau.
Well, Steve Martin redid.
He did. Was that any good?
You know, nobody can do a pratfall like Steve Martin. I mean, he's taken it to a whole new level. And I really enjoyed it when I saw the new Pink Panther with him in it. Obviously, you know, people that have seen the Clouseau ones, I'm sure made it plenty of them are like, oh, it just doesn't hold a candle, that kind of thing. But I felt like he did a pretty good job.
You know, I think now that I'm recalling a little more, I think I actually have seen it, and it wasn't that memorable, but I don't think I disliked it.
I enjoyed it.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, did you have an email that you wanted to share before we get into all these bands? I got all kinds of bands to talk about here tonight.
A bunch of bands?
Yeah, lots of
things
bands.
That are bands?
Yes.
Okay.
New bands.
Well, this is...
New things you are not allowed to have.
My
proclamation
not
of
guys,
your masters.
Not long-haired guys that play music.
No.
Okay. This email is entitled, You Guys Suck.
You know, we don't get hate mail that often on this show, Mark.
No, we don't get it. We don't get nearly enough. It's always you can pretty much be guaranteed you're going to be read if you said hate mail. But this one's from Dave in Tampa, and he says, I've been listening to the show for about 3.5 months, and I was already on board with the whole Liberty thing, the central banking system, corporate and government collusion and the like. So that's why Free Talk Live quickly became my favorite radio show to listen to, and I've not missed one yet. What I wasn't aware of before the show was government aggression, and more specifically, law enforcement abuses. And now when I watch some of my favorite TV shows, such as Law & Order, SVU, and Cops, I get angry and talk back to the television and say things like, he was minding his own business, and you're not allowed to do that! And that makes me want to throw my remote through the screen. It's probably not a good idea. That's not going to hurt anybody but you. I've since adjusted and don't really watch those shows as much anymore, but... It was when I was watching a show yesterday when I mumbled, you guys suck. I was watching one of my all-time favorite movies, House Party. It was I've never seen The Party.
I don't know what that is.
It's a 1990s film. I've never seen it either, but I'm familiar with it. I mean, the self-titular, I mean, you understand what it's talking about, right? It's a movie about a house party.
Right. I don't know how to describe it other than it's one of those black movies, you know, the way it showed up in my mind, and he sent a little clip of what, and I watched it. It was really funny. But anyway,
yeah, it's your Netflix then.
It was a scene that where the dad is walking at night trying to find his son when he approached by two cops. The scene used to be very funny to me, but and it was very funny, and now it just gets me mad. I've included a link to the video at the bottom of the email. It's not safe for broadcasting, by the way. So. He says, I can deal with cutting the cop-related shows out of my life, but comedy movies, come on, you guys have ruined me. So Anyway, I think it's
so not really an email at all.
But it kind of brings up how I've heard it said, you can't unlearn the truth.
Yeah.
And Free Talk Live, I didn't believe a lot of the messages that we talk about here, and you didn't either when we started this. This was a path for us, not someplace that we started. And we, you know, these are things we learned through reading and through exploring the ideas of liberty. And once you hear them, you know, it's something you really can't unlearn. It's a moral philosophy. It is kind of like a religion in that way, because, well, it's a moral teaching, and people, you know, they get it, they grasp it. It's easy to understand. You don't have to believe in people in the sky or anything like that, but it changes you.
Oh, it absolutely does. I mean, Julia was talking earlier about going to a teaching class or learning to become a teacher, and now you never would consider doing, working for the government, at least, to do teaching.
I couldn't morally do that. I would just feel bad. And I think even beyond that, if you talk to people who actually enjoy teaching, most of them, and because what I experienced when I went through my teaching classes, and it was very disheartening, was that like 90% of the people that I went to class with weren't interested in teaching. They just wanted a 9-to-5 job.
With Bennies.
Right. And after a few years in many states, you get tenure. So it's not like, you know, you have to worry about doing a good job after mm-hmm. long. I mean,
you just have to keep it up.
Right. You just have to do an okay job for a few years, and then you get tenure, and it doesn't matter. You got a sweet job for life, right? Yep. You babysit some dumb kids, and you get summers off, and that was very disheartening to me. But I forgot
the ones that were interested in being teachers, I'm sure are stuck to a teaching plan that they can't even deviate from.
That's the issue, is if you talk to people who love teaching, they will tell you that they get frustrated on a daily basis with the system requirements and what they are and aren't allowed to do, how much paperwork they're required to fill out. And they've just taken the teaching out of teaching. And anyone who has a passion for that sort of thing, it's just like it's sucked out of them. Have you ever met teachers that have taught for like 20 years? They're soulless.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How have things changed for you since you found the ideas of liberty? Have you experienced a similar, you know, shift that things that were likable to you before are no longer? It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-9602. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-9602. That's 800-204-9602. 800-204-9602.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features, and if you enjoy this program, you enjoy the website for free. But if you like what we're doing, you like the fact that we give you the website for free, then you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link. Get whatever it is you're looking for. They've got dozens of categories. Thousands upon thousands, heck, maybe even hundreds of thousands, if not millions of products. I don't know how many products they have at Amazon. It's such a tremendously large site. There's no way you could see them all. Dozens of categories and used items. So if you need to save a few extra bucks, odds are good. You can pick up a used version of whatever it is you're looking for as well. But their brand new stuff also has free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their new items. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the paradigm shift, the liberty paradigm shift. That it's, in many cases, a gradual thing. Mark, when we started doing this show, we were not as principled as we are today. And Julia, you came across the message a few years back, and you had a pretty big shift, I would say fairly quickly. Looking back on your life after you've had the shift to understanding what liberty really means, that liberty means being able to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anybody else, and also allowing others to live their lives how they want. And it's a pretty big deal to come across that particular philosophy. It means being able to see the gun in the room, to be able to detect that government is essentially threatening people every program, every time, regardless of how beneficial the perks of the program might be, that, you know, somebody gets helped. There's always force.
The idea is that somebody gets helped. I mean, that much is a lie, too. And it doesn't take too much digging into too many government programs to realize that.
Right. So, but to look back and then to move forward in your life with that new perspective, it changes you. And that's what your emailer was about. That's what he was talking about. So I asked the question, well, what about you, dear listener? What has your experience been since coming to the ideas of liberty? I liken it to the movie Interstate 60, which is, by the way, a fantastic film. Highly recommend. But in that film, the protagonist has a paradigm shift. And he becomes able to see things that other people who have not yet had that shift are unable to see. And I kind of see this the same way. You look at the government from a pro-liberty perspective, and you see all of the silly nonsense bickering back and forth between the two of the sides of the aisle. You see what it really is. You see how meaningless it all really is, and you see the force inherent in the system. And, of course, when you try to explain these things to people that haven't had the paradigm shift, it becomes a bit of a barrier to communication. It becomes difficult to communicate these ideas. Case in point, we were out in front of the high school yesterday here in Keene, New Hampshire, doing some high school outreach. And because we had the School Sucks podcast sign, there was a young man that came up to talk to us who was just kind of perfectly within that government school paradigm where they want to put you. There was nothing that we said. He was asking us what this was all about, you know, the freekeene.com banner, etc. Or the School Sucks podcast was, he wanted to say that he thought school was fine. Of course, what basis right. of comparison
you know
do you have?
What's funny is I was talking about this yesterday with someone, and when you're in high school, I think most kids in high school think school is fine, but that's because school is a social event, not a learning. Like, that kid probably thinks school is fine because he gets to hang out with his friends, and sometimes he goes to class in between. Like, that's what school is about for most high school kids.
Could very well be. And of course, he doesn't have any perspective, most likely. It's probable that he's always gone to that one government school his entire time that he's been in high school. And his mindset was, yeah, we covered a few issues there, and his mindset was, well, what the government says is right, that obeying what they say is the right thing to do.
Oh, they'd be so proud. They trained him well.
Oh, let me tell you, he was right within their frame. And so it was very difficult for us to communicate our ideas about, taking force out of human relationships, because he didn't feel like there was anything wrong with force. He actually overtly accepted the idea that people are being killed around the world. That didn't bother him at all. You know,
sure it would be a little different if it was his family and friends that were being killed
around
the world.
Sure, but he's got the government to protect him.
Since we're Americans, it's okay.
Right, well, the government's going to keep him safe. So it was just difficult because you had three people, the activists there, that have had the shift trying to communicate to somebody who is so young that they haven't even really been screwed over by the state in any significant, noticeable fashion.
But I'd say it's the young people that generally get the message much more easily and quickly.
I think that's true. I think that's a true statement, Mark. However, it was his first encounter, from what I could tell.
Sure.
And the first encounter is not likely that somebody in that paradigm is going to pick up on.
I certainly am not very good at first encounters of anything going for what it is that you say.
I think that a young person who has had an incident is far more likely to pick up on what we're saying.
Yeah. Like, I was expelled from my high school when I was 16 years old and then prosecuted by the state. And my family was
for that message.
Yeah, my family was forced basically to flee the state in order to avoid all of the traumatic things they had planned for me and us.
Right. So for you, the government was not this, you know, beneficial organization that was out there helping you. It was actively threatening your freedom and actively threatening your family.
Yes.
And it was pretty crystal clear. So you would have been very receptive to the message. So it just kind of all depends on where they're at and how much they're aware of what government really is and what it does. And I think that's a general statement for most people. You know, we get a lot of people calling us on this show that are oblivious. Just blissfully oblivious to all of the government tyranny that goes on all over the place. It's like no big deal to them. They either don't realize it or they don't believe it or whatever. See no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil.
Well, and the ones that do realize it and just think that it's necessary, it's good, it's the way things ought to be.
Yeah, the law and order mentality. Let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hello, y'all, but before we get down to business, can I asked you and Julia how the baby's doing.
The baby?
I thought y'all had a kid.
God, no.
Julia, I thought that was the other show.
Mark has a child.
Yeah, I have a child.
Oh, that was Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack's
well,
fine.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm not perfect. You guys know that.
No one is, Jeremy. What do you want to share tonight?
Well, I think I became crankier since, thanks for the bells and whistles, guys. I love you, too.
Stop me.
You guys are awesome. I love you guys and Julia, too.
Thank you.
It's been a long time since Julia's been on this show.
I know. She's a busy, busy lady, and it's difficult to get her on, and we'd like to have her on.
I am sure glad to hear her voice on the air again.
I wish I could pay her to do it, but I just can't at this point in time. So,
well,
Jeremy, go ahead, get your point.
The bells and whistles.
You're
welcome. But I think I've gotten a little meaner since I've woken up to the paradigm.
I can relate to that.
I think I've gotten crankier, and I think I'm, like today, you know, I went down to my friend's house and asked him if he had a little two-cycle oil for my chainsaw, you know, and he was passed out with the radio cranked up as loud as it would go, and just so happens there the popos are, you know. You know what popos are, right,
police.
Guys?
I'm aware,
gals?
Yep.
Okay, and I'm like, and they was fixing to go in there and arrest. I'm like, well, hold up, fellas, you know, y'all can't just go up in my friend's house, but I can. And so I went in there and turned his music down, and then the cops started getting on us about our dogs got to be on a leash on the dock.
Always looking for something to harass people
for. No, man. I'm sorry, guys. It's your show. Go ahead.
No. He was just saying that that some police are always looking for somebody to harass for something.
Well, yeah, and then they started threatening us with tickets and for. I have a well-behaved golden retriever. He's the best dog in the world.
I believe it. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Everyone's dog is the best dog in the world.
I actually had a golden retriever as a child that my dad beat so much that it was mean. And I've never met a mean golden retriever in my life. So if you really,
it was nasty.
Please don't beat your dog. It will have the terrible results.
Same thing for beating your kids as well.
Yeah, probably.
Generally a bad
idea. I didn't witness any kid beating, just dog beating. But it was amazing because the dog was like super vicious and it was a golden retriever.
So you said you could relate to Jeremy and the anger?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's in the same way. When he says meaner, though, I feel like my standards for human beings are a lot higher. So, like, when I hear about things like stealing and stuff, like, if I was a teenager and, I mean, I stole stuff from stores and I just didn't think about it, you know what I mean? But now I would find that, like, morally disgusting. And I just feel like I have higher standards, like I said, for people I associate with. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right, absolutely. And as Mark mentioned, it's a moral movement. It really is. Based on liberty movement, it's based on a very moral principle. And that is to not use aggressive force, not to use coercion against other people. More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. Bring up anything that's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.